Let's venture forth into Midland. And our friends over to Northwood University, our friends because it's my wife's alma mater. He is a senior vice president emeritus and director of Northwood University's Center for the Advancement, Free Enterprise, and Entrepreneurship, Dr. Timothy Nash. Tim, how you been, man?
Doing great, Mike. How are you?
I'm sunburned, but I'm okay. No, I'm all right. I did some fishing over the weekend. Be careful out there. It's a big year for ticks. I had two ticks on me over the weekend.
You got rid of them, right?
As far as I know. Although I haven't got that many friends, and I kind of kept them around to talk to them. Yeah. I'm a weird guy.
Right.
Hey, let's talk about this. The job report was better than expected, I heard, for May. That's good.
It certainly was. Unemployment stayed at 4.3%. We were expecting roughly 85,000 jobs for the month, and we actually got 172,000 jobs. The thing that I think is most interesting is that we not only had a rather substantial upgrade in the jobs report, but we also had an upgrade for April and March and April. So the overall jobs rate has improved pretty substantially over the last 3 months. And so it wasn't just the May report, but it was also the upgrading in the March and April accounts. So when you look at it overall, jobs are averaging a little over 180,000 new jobs for the last 3 months.
Which is pretty good. And I was going to ask you if this surge in jobs was due to, I'd be an early, I think more so June we get that, but summer jobs. But really, no, because if you're going back a couple of months into spring, this is good, right? I mean, what are we attaining this to? What are we attributing this to?
Well, on the one hand, the critics would say, if you look at the jobs report for May, there's a couple of, glitches in it. 70K were for leisure and hospitality jobs, not real high-paying jobs, right? Mm-hmm. You had social assistance and health-related jobs. That was 47.2, and that usually represents more of a burden on the economy and some government jobs there. But then if you look at the thing that President Trump has been trying to avoid, he's been trying to avoid creating government jobs, but actually 52.1K or a little over 52,000 jobs were government jobs. And some people would argue, look, we lost 22,000 jobs in the financial activities area. So, overall, you can say it was a good report. It outpaced what was expected. But some of the critics would say, this is not so great.
Kind of flat.
However, when you look at the rebound in jobs or the upgrade in jobs from March and April, I don't think you can argue anything other than we're at least moving in the right direction.
Yeah, at least a little bit. You know what they don't break? I know they do non-farm jobs, and they do government jobs and social assistance jobs and all of that. They break it down and go like manufacturing jobs. That'd be a big tell right there.
And that's all in there. It's just that it's not producing the manufacturing jobs. The report is saying we're not producing those the way we would like to. The other point with the record, if you're looking at the track record, you can simply say that when you're analyzing where we are today, one of the pluses and minuses of the closing the border, and I think it was a great achievement by the president, but we're not hiring as many foreign-born workers as we would have had we not closed the border. And so there's domestic employment was up by hundreds of thousands.
Yeah.
but we also had about 150,000 of those illegal workers that were working, that were contributing to the economy, that are no longer part of our workforce. So, again, the overall net, I think, of closing the border is very positive. But, you know, some of those people were working legally or illegally. They were employed, and they're no longer employed in the economy.
Isn't it funny? And it's jobs that people here, legally here, don't want to do. They don't want to. Hopefully that turns around.
Absolutely true.
Hopefully that changes. That turns around. Are we saying, though, I mean, with this, would you call this a trend, since if you look back on March and April as well, would you call this a trend?
Well, you certainly would have to. 3 months is definitely a trend. You know, March is up 29,000 jobs. April is up 64,000 jobs. And so when you look at it, you can say in May, as an example, you know, foreign-born workers are down 107,000 jobs. Domestic or native-born workers are up 396,000. So that shows that there's also that transitioning. If you're looking at jobs and where we're going, we do need to find more people that are going to handle those challenging jobs. And many of those challenging jobs are good-paying jobs. You know, construction's hard. I've worked construction. It's hard, but it pays well.
Especially when it's going to be 93 on Wednesday, and you got to do a roof.
Or November when it's really hot.
Or cold, yeah. Hey, get outside. Think about that when you see the orange barrels in the road crews. I saw some people working with tar, you know, the asphalt over the weekend. I thought, oh man, that's got to be pretty warm. Well, the job numbers are better than we thought. So does this mean also small companies, mom and pop shops, as we say, they're shrugging off inflation? They're going, war with Iran's, whatever. We're moving ahead. I mean,
well, yeah, I'm not sure we're there yet, Mike, but I will note that, if you look at where we are, we still have gasoline prices that are too high, fertilizer prices that are too high, and a lot of people are seeing those variables. And then just over the weekend, we're moving, hopefully not, but it seems like we're moving closer to a conflict just based on what's happened between Israel and Hezbollah, Israel and Iran over the last couple of days.
Yeah,
that's not going to be good for the market relative to those costs coming down, because oil was up again this morning.
Yeah. Gas was down. I think I win the gas price war with Adrian Woodland later on. What's gas over in Midland? Have you looked? You have people to get gas for you, don't you?
I'm sorry?
Don't you have servants and stuff that go and get the gas for you? Jeeves, can you go fill up the car? Don't you?
Right.
Yeah.
Now, gasoline prices have come down a little bit nationally, but the sign that they're going to continue to come down, it's not a good sign when you see that oil prices are going up, and that there's a chance that we may reengage Iran with U.S. troops.
Yeah. We're going to talk to Eben Brown here next with an update on that. Hey, Tim, we're up on time. I'll let you go and finish breakfast or whatever you got going. A little smoothie, a little coffee. How do you take your coffee in the morning, Tim? Come on.
A little cream.
A little cream. All right. We won't hold that against you. All right.
All right,
hey, buddy.
Friend.
Thanks a lot.
Have a great day. Keep up the great work, Mike.
Thanks, pal. See you later.